June 19th, 2012, and you're listening to Gamers Tune Presents Whatcha Playing. On this episode of Whatcha Playing, I review Unit 13, Born and Brandon review Chick Chick Boom for the Wii, and E3 impressions from me. So in this first section, I'll be talking about Unit 13 for the PlayStation Vita. Unit 13 is a third-person tactile shooter on the beloved handheld that I picked up about a month ago. Unit 13 is actually the first shooter I've played on it, and it's to say it's a pretty good game. The story in the game is that there basically is none. You're just taking down multiple operatives and doing multiple things for your unit, Unit 13, and you're taking down a terrorist group, which is sort of like Al-Qaeda, but they don't call it that. The gameplay, you know, it's basically your straightforward third-person shooter. You know, the sticks feel great. It's a little floaty. You have to get used to it, but still, it's a pretty good shooter. All the buttons are mapped well, except for the square button is melee, and the circle button is to go up against the wall. There's some stuff, though. X is the running button, obviously, because there's no R3 button on the PlayStation Vita. There's, you know, it's your third-person shooter. It's basically, you know, L1 is to aim, R1 is to shoot. It's you know, it's the basic shooter. I mean, the graphics in the game, they're pretty good for a handheld system. And I'll probably be saying that for a good year until I see something amazing and then say this is it. This is the pinnacle for the Vita. And there's been some stuff I've seen that looks at E3 that looks like it is going to be the pinnacle for visuals on the Vita. The music in the game, there really is none. It's really generic, as the game is, because the game is really just bro shooter generic. There's no multiplayer, there's only co-op. You pick one operative and the other guy picks another operative, because in this game you pick multiple operatives to do multiple missions. You can do fast-paced timing missions, covert missions, which are silent missions, which are really short, but really is really long-lasting because of some of the tactileness you'll need to get through them and get the 5-star rating, because your basic objective is to get 5 stars on every single mission, and you just always want the 5 stars, you know. It's golden 5 stars, they compliment you. Some generic complimenting, you know, they do it multiple times, but it's still a pretty good system, the mission layout they have in the game. There's multiple operatives. The game is pretty good. It's made by a long-time running shooter-based company, Zipper Interactive. This was their last game that they made after Sony shut them down about a good month ago, after some financial loss, and Sony decided, you know, they have to shut them down. And I have to respect Sony. They're not really doing, I wouldn't say the right thing. They're doing the right financial thing. Shutting the Zipper has been around back in the early PS2 days. They made the SOCOM series on the PS2, MAG on the PS3. All the SOCOM Fireteam Bravo games on the PSP, all great games, and had, like, they were one of the first shooters to have online multiplayer, and it was a pretty big thing for PS2 to have online multiplayer. It was pretty insane after I heard that Sony just shut down the studio. You know, but they have to do what they have to do. Vita's not making any money. There was really no price drop on the Vita, which is really bad, I think, because Sony should have really announced a price drop at E3, because $300 and $250 is really hefty price. It's a really bad gateway. A PS3 is less than the 3G model that I picked up, but, you know, I'm hardcore gamer, Sony fan, whatever. I'm not trying to be pretentious and saying you can't be a gamer if you play iOS games, but I'm just saying that the Vita is a great system, and I think more people should pick it up. You guys should pick it up after the winter, because there's some games, right? There's some games that may not be attuned to you, but still, there's some pretty good stuff on the Vita, and if you're eyeing it, I say pick it up. Don't pick But if you're eyeing the 3DS and you have a kid and you want to buy him a portable system, buy him a 3DS. Buy him a 3DS, not a PlayStation Vita, because it's a pretty hefty price. Back to Unit 13. The lasting appeal in Unit 13, the real lasting appeal is if you're a trophy hunter, it's going to take you a while to get all the trophies. But if you're a perfectionist, it's going to take you a while to 5-star everything. There's some really big stuff in the game, you know, and to do. There's a lot of things to do. There's 40 missions around there, 40-something missions, and if you add on the high-value target missions, which is basically boss mode, where you have to go in somewhere and it's on the hardest difficulty, and there's multiple enemies, and you have to kill this one leader of the Alkway, something like that. And you go through and you kill them, and you get a silver trophy every time you kill them. I have had some problems with the trophies on Unit 13. Like, the first boss mission I did, it didn't pop me the trophy, and it was really hard, so I had to do it again. But, you know, I did it because, you know, I love trophies, and it popped. I heard about some issues with the game shutting down your Vita. I got the game after it was patched, so I think that's been fixed, because it hasn't done that to my Vita. But, you know, overall, Unit 13 is a pretty great game on PlayStation Vita. I give it 4 stars out of 5. Pick it up if you have a Vita. Great shooter. It knows the Vita. It knows that if you're on a bus, you want to play short missions, and you can pick the short missions. But if you're at home and say you don't want to turn on the PS3, you can play those long missions right there on the beautiful OLED screen. It's a great game, and I'm really sad to see a great company go away. But that's the truth of the industry. If you're not making any money, it's just gonna end up, company's just gonna get shut down. But again, I say pick up the game. If you like this, it may be a gateway into SOCOM 4 or MAG. Pick those up if you like, you know, support a dead company. Sony will probably get all the money. But MAG's a pretty intense 256 Battlefield type game, which is there can be 256 players on the battlefield, and that's probably how much people bought the game. But SOCOM 4 is another game that's pretty good, a pretty good tactical shooter, more intense, hardcore gamer shooter on the PS3. You know, one of the problems with that game was not the gameplay itself, it was the actual, what the time it came out. It came out when, you know, last year, the infamous PSN shutdown, where the PS3, PSN shut down, and hackers got into it, and it was a whole big debacle for about a good month and a half, and that SOCOM was a big online shooter. But, you know, it was a pretty good game. I say pick that one up too. I'll probably do a review for it if I have the time. So thanks for listening to part one, and stay tuned for part two with me, Brian, and Brandon for a Chick Chick Boom review on the Wii. For part two, and I'm still here, Jason and
Brian
and
Brandon.
So, all right, Brandon came up and he said he wanted to do the review of Chick Chick Boomer. Brian too. So, Brian, let's start off. Is there any story in Chick Chick Boom? Is it very in depth? Is it a sad tale of chicks trying to get home back to their mother?
No, this is nothing like Angry Birds.
Oh.
There is no story. It's just a battling, two chicks battling. Five chicks on each side. They're just battling each other, challenge. But there is a reason to go for the game, because you could win costumes and win places and win things for the chick. And so you do want to, even though there's no story, you still would want to play the game.
So there's no story. Talk about the gameplay of how you play the combat, scenarios.
There's three things I want to talk about. The combat, the fence, and the place. The combat in the game is you pick three different types of attacks. A plant, a bomb, or a weight. You have, whichever one you pick, you have to trace out an outlining of it, and then you have to click the A button and it would launch.
On the Wiimote.
On the Wiimote.
So you're basically using the Wiimote as a cursor, as if the game, you were using it, a mouse, basically.
And depending how good you do it, how fast you trace it, and how well you do it, you can get an upgrade, how good you do it. From a 1 to a 79, it's not good. It's
That's
just
a weird number,
it's
1
just,
to 79.
It's a normal bomb.
There's not like 1 but, to 100?
No, from 80 to 100, it's a special. From 80 to 90, it's a green special, which is okay. From 90 to 100, it's a great special, which is red, and there's a great attack, which upgrades your attack really welly.
So you mentioned you wanted to talk about the defense. So the defense, how is it?
Well, you could draw lines on your side or on your opponent's side. Because if they throw a bomb at you, you could draw a line around the bomb so it does not hurt your chicks. Or you could draw a line stopping your chicks even getting to the bomb. And you have to use lines, like when they drop a weight, you draw a line where it's going to fall over the shadow, and it will stop it from falling on your chicks. And for the plant, you have to draw like a stick for the plant to go around it so it will not get, for it will grow up, and then since it's not eating anything, it will wilt and die. Another defense that you have to use is for the lightning, which I will use in the places and the type of special attacks. You have to plant a stick into the ground, so it's like a metal rod waiting to recept the electricity from the lightning attack. So, yeah, and now I'm going to get into the specialties and the
Before
places.
Before you do that, Brandon wanted to say something.
Okay.
And there's one thing about drawing lines on... There's one thing about drawing lines on the opponent's side, that if you draw a line on the opponent's side, that means that the line will not stop the other chicks because that's not your chicks. And if, let's say if opponent is trying to block one of your hits, then you can draw a line stopping their line. And then that means that the bomb, plant, or weight can still attack.
So you would trace their line. Let's say if like it would show
no,
up
you
right
would
before it
do,
hits.
You would do it there. If what you would do on their side, what you would do if the bomb was on your side, so that they cannot do it and their chicks will get hurt.
Oh, okay, I see. So, Brian, you were going to say one more thing about the...
special attacks, and each place has a special attack. Every place always gets a thunderstorm and lightning will shock. But each... Right now, we only have three places, so each place will have a different thing. The normal place, which you start in the demo, is in a grassy, is like in a field or on a fence. Like practically a city. What happens, aliens come and they abduct your chicks.
Aliens abduct your chicks?
Yes, and so the fence system around that, you draw a line so the ray won't suck them up. So you draw a line above one chick so it won't go. In the ship, an octopus comes and keeps on hitting your chick and multiply hitting them until they die, and to block that, whatever it's going to hit you, draw a line to the fence to deflect the smash. And for this ghosty forest type, it's ghosts that come and grab your chicks and take their life. And if you upgrade it enough to the red, it gets a line muncher, which is this ghost that eats your lines. So to kill the chicks, you kill the ghosts, you have to draw a line through them, and they would poof away. But the line muncher won't let you. It'll eat your lines.
So is that it? Your third thing on Chicky Coop? Anything else, Brandon?
Well, there's certain things about the suits is that the only way you can get the suits is that you do special things in the game. Like
achievements. They're basically achievements or trophies.
Yeah. Like, let's say there's one I was trying to do today. I think it was yesterday too, but I completed it, that you have to do all the attacks on red to get this suit called Little Devils. It's like a devil hat, and I don't know.
So basically doing achievement these challenges give you achievements, which are basically hats.
And places.
And places for your characters. Is it difficult? Is it that difficult the game?
No.
The only reason it gets the only way it gets difficult is trying to get the hats. Like first it goes on easy thing, like it says like do something on green, then it goes on to second like a medium achievement. And then like the last one is like a hard achievement that you have to do, like you have to take a lot of time to do. It's like a hard achievement. So it goes from easy achievement on each section, easy achievement, medium achievement, and hard achievement.
I also want to mention about this thing. It's a piñata between both life sections. And every time you attack and they lose life, it fills up the piñata. And then it falls through the middle of the fence or the middle of the gate. And both of you have to shoot with the B button on the Wii wand. And it falls to your side. And it gives you an upgrade to your chick. It would either give it a helmet or give one a siren that will tell the chicks, come over here, you won't get in danger. A hard hat to help them. If they're going to get attacked, it won't hurt them as much. Or it could attack the opponents by making their trace, the thing that they have to trace, it will spin or it will pulse or your own cursor. Your lines you make will stay longer, or your line will break their line. It's called line breaker. A whole bunch of different things, but it's a hectic game. You have to pay attention to their attack, your attack, the lightning, the aliens coming. It makes you want to yell at the person next to you. It's an awesome game.
It's practically a strategy game.
It is a strategy game. It sounds like a puzzle strategy game, basically. One thing I forgot to ask is, as you do these attacks, you have life. Is it timed or is it anything like that? How do
There's
you win?
There's three different modes, though. Like, it's like dual mode.
The basic mode.
Yeah, basic.
The basic mode, what it is, you have your own life bar. You have to set a time to at least 5 minutes, 10 minutes. You could go as high as, I think, 15 minutes, right?
No, like, about 15, 20, yeah.
15, 20 minutes is the highest you could go with a person. And if the time finishes and both of you are alive, whoever has the most life wins. Obviously, but there's also another time. Each of you have a turn to use an attack, and if they give you about, it depends if you do it on easy, hard, or medium. If you do it on medium, you'll probably only get 15 to 20 seconds to do an attack, but if you do it on hard, you have 10 seconds. Do it on easy, you have 30 seconds. So it's kind of a hectic. You could set the rules, and but there's different modes. There's one where you and the person you're battling with each get 5 chicks, and every time you kill one, another one comes, and you never run out of life. But by the time ends, whoever has the most chick killed.
And there's one more that Brian talked about the dual mode and the time mode. There's only one more called the pro mode. This one you cannot do cooperatively. This one you have to do by yourself, where there's you only have 5 chicks, and if you die with those 5 chicks, they don't come back. But on the other side, all the chicks keep on coming back, and you have to kill as most of the chicks, as their chicks, as you possibly can. Like, let's say if I kill one, then another one will keep on coming back. If they kill one of mine, then mine doesn't come back. I have to survive the whole entire game till I die.
I see. So what would you give the game, Brian? And
I'll give it a 3.
3 stars out of 5 for $8 on the WiiWare. And Brandon, what would you give it?
I would give it about a 4.
So 4 stars out of 5 on it's the game is on the WiiWare. You could buy it right now. If you're a little wonky on a review, go play the demo first. There is a demo. Go play the demo. If you like it, pick it up. But if you don't pick it up. But I would say one thing that Brian, you emphasize it a little. If you don't have anyone else to play with, it's not going to be that fun. It was fun because we have each other and we can play with each other. We have friends and we play with each other. So, yeah, if you don't have anyone to play with, it's not going to be that fun. But if you have no one to play with and you think it's fun, pick it up. It's a good WiiWare experiment. It's a good little indie game. It's also on the computer if you want to play on that. But we want to support the developers on the Wii because they get the money out of that. On the PC, it's free. So thanks for listening to part 2. Stay till after for a special E3 news and reviews. We'll be right back.
And I'm back for part 3, E3 special. We usually would have finished the show right after Brian's Chick Chick Boom review, but since 2 weeks ago, well, a week and a half ago, it was E3, Gamers2 wanted to provide you with the best of E3 from me. Brian wasn't watching E3 because he was at school the whole time, and I was sick at home. But I still watched everything I could on E3. So, since we're basically a Sony-centric podcast, I'm here to really talk about what I liked from Sony. But I am going to say the game of the show. Well, from all the big conferences, like the game of the show from Microsoft, game of the show from Nintendo, and game of the show from Sony. And then my overall game of the show. So, let's start off with Microsoft. The Xbox exclusive that I really liked the game of the show that they showed in the Microsoft press conference that was my game of the show for Xbox was Halo 4. I played almost all the Halos, and Halo 4 just looks like a different turn. I didn't really like the rest of the Halos after Halo 1. Halo 1 was amazing, and I know I said this is a Sony-centric podcast, but I've played other systems, and I still have other systems. Even though I only play my PS3 mostly, but Halo is one of those games that just makes me want to turn on an Xbox 360 and play it. But I haven't really been this excited for a Halo game since Halo 2, which was a big disappointment at the end if you have obviously played it. When I heard that 343 was making a new Halo game, and it wasn't, and it was 343, I was really angered because, you know, Bungie was the soul maker of Halo, and they really ended it in the trilogy with Halo 3. And it was really, I was a little angry that Microsoft could just give one of the most beloved franchises ever to some new company. But as I started going along, I got used to it, you know. And when I saw the beginning, and Microsoft really started with a showstopper. You know, the press conference was not good. They really only announced Smart Glass, which some people think is good. I'm not really sure. I think it's just a Wii U wave off. I'm not being hypocritical. Sony's going to try to do the same thing, but you're going to use the Vita. They started with Halo 4, but that's not even the show because it looked amazing. Like, when the demo started, I was just like, oh, more Covenant. But then when like, later on, they just showed even more, like, it looked amazing. They're pumping out really all that the Xbox can do, and it was showing more new enemy types, some weird skull glowing thing, I don't even know. It looked amazing. Cortana was going crazy. That is a great game. It looks like I'm gonna have to pick it up when it comes out in October. Yeah, in October. So let's go on to Nintendo, because we're gonna say Sony for last. My game of the show for Nintendo was weirdly Zombie U. Zombie U looks amazing. It's a Wii U first-person zombie survival game in London, and it looks amazing. Like, not graphics-wise, I'm talking about potential-wise. I'm looking at this game from a point of view of potential. The Ubisoft showed it off, a trailer, in the Ubisoft press conference, and I was a little skeptical. It was Killer Freaks from Space last year, and now they changed it to Zombie U. And it's looking to be pretty good. I read some previews, and I'm really excited about the function where if you die, that's it. That character is dead, and you must start off with another character. And if you want all your stuff back, you must go to the place where you died, find your zombified self, and kill yourself, and get your stuff back. See, the potential in there is very, very big, because if I died in a heavily zombified area, and I go in, I know that I have basically nothing, but the payoff is going to be really big because I get all my stuff back, and it's a really good concept. No one's ever really done that before. It's kind of like Demon's Souls, but Demon's Souls, you would start off with the same character and all your stuff, but you would learn, you would know more. It's kind of like that. You die with one character, you go back in with another, knowing more about the world. It's like the DayZ mod for Arma 2. If you died there, you would die forever and all your stuff would be gone, but you wouldn't retain all the stuff from last time. The game looks great. It's really slick looking. It's a first person shooter like no other. There's some gimmicky stuff with scan around with the Wii U controller versus the Zombie World, there's some probably scary atmosphere stuff they could do with the Wii U-mote, the big screen remote, and the game, where if a zombie jumps up on your screen, you have to shake him off. It's some gimmicky stuff, you know, Nintendo probably told them to add in there, but it looks really good. And if it could come to these other systems, because I'm probably not going to pick up a Wii U, I'm just saying, the Wii U does not look like my kind of system. It's basically, I'm just think it's going to be months and months of, hey, you remember that game you played on the PS3 or 360 9 months ago? Well, here it is. Just like they did with Batman Arkham City, Armored Edition. Like, who wants Batman Armored Edition? I've already played that game a year ago when the Wii U comes out, more than that actually, and how awesome it was. And I'm going to play it on the Wii U for scanning, armor, and nothing else. There's basically nothing else. Like, I know if you only own a Wii and you played, if you saw Batman Arkham City, you're like, that's awesome, and you're gonna get the Wii U, all right, pick that up. If you haven't played it and you're gonna get a Wii U and you don't have another system, how, like, that's so much determining your decision to get it. But you know, it has Mario, and Mario looks like Mario. That's why I haven't picked it as my game of the show, because Mario looks just like Mario. It's all right, it's Mario again. For the 19 billionth time, Nintendo, you really need a new mascot. Pikmin 3 though. That looks like a pretty good game, Pikmin 3. Even though they didn't show it with the Wii U controller, they only showed it with the Wii controllers. So you know, Zombie U, yep, definitely my game of the show for Nintendo. So, Sony, let's get into you. Sony, they started off pretty great with the press conference, showing off Beyond Two Souls. With Ellen Page in another video game. Well, not another video game, but actual Ellen Page in a game instead of a lookalike or a model lookalike in Last of Us. Beyond Two Souls looks pretty good, but it's not my Sony game of the show. It has a lot of potential. Just like I said, Heavy Rain was a pretty good game. I love the story, even though I got it ruined for me. I'm a PlayStation fan, but PlayStation fan page by some douchebag who told who the killer was, which, if you haven't played the game, go play it now. The game of the show was at the end, The Last of Us. When I saw The Last of Us, I heard about it, the zombified fungus stuff, you know. When I heard about it from Naughty Dog, I was in. I was like, that's it. That's gonna be the game right there, baby. That's gonna be my game. And holy crap, when I saw how you can mix items, and your Ellie is gonna be helping you because you're Joel, and you have your companion is Ellie, and you can do all this stuff. And even hearing about after the press conference that section didn't have to go that way. The section that they showed, which was a section where Joel and Ellie go into this hotel and they get discovered by some bandits. And Ellie have to kill them all, basically. But they said that section could be placed something like something else. You could actually, I'm not sure, but something like you wouldn't really have to kill them all. You could sneak by them, or maybe you could talk out of it. Maybe you could be friends or something. That's what they said. It looks amazing. I'm not saying it has potential. It really does have. It really has so much potential. I'm ready to get it now. If they gave me that game in alpha, I would play it. I don't care if it was buggy as hell. That game looks amazing. And that was just the bandit part. I'm so excited to see the fungus zombified stuff that they'll probably show at Gamescom or Japanese show, but. They're probably going to show it sometime, some video, probably going to release it, and it looks amazing, and I can't wait for that game. It just looks, like, great. It's not a third-person shooter, per se, because there's not that much ammo. It's going to be really scarce. Joel was really using his body. He was really beating people when he beat that guy's head into the wall and the freaking desk, and Ellie threw a brick at him, and she stabbed the guy in the back, and he blew that guy's face off. It was amazing. And when the guy dropped the controller, you know, that was a little too much when he just dropped it and left. But still, it looks amazing. And an honorable mention of the show is Assassin's Creed 3, both the Vita version and the PS3 version, which looks amazing. Assassin's Creed 3 for the PS3, holy crap. And by the other system, the boat stuff, I know everybody was saying a boat really doesn't drive like that, but still, it looks like great combat, and they're just adding something that no one really expected. that was another thing Ubisoft did. They controlled announcements, just like my next little talk about. But the Vita version looks great, because I obviously have a PlayStation Vita. If you heard, you know, I got Unit 13, and I'm really excited. I was really, really wanted more Vita games and at the show, but there was still a lot on the show floor, but I wasn't there to see them. But there was a lot of announcements. There's a lot of games coming in to it. Sound Shapes looks amazing. Sly 4 looks amazing. Cinemora, which was an Xbox Live arcade game, is coming to it with new missions. Sony's really doing good with the indie games, PSN games, on the Vita. And I can't wait for Assassin's Creed 3, the Black Ops Declassified, which Sony should really drop the ball on, because they only showed a logo, and there was really no trailer or screenshot or any information of who's making it, even though some information came out the other day, which I hopefully will be talking about if they release a trailer soon. I really hope there's zombies in Black Ops Declassified, because that's one of my favorite parts about Black Ops, and I really hope that's in there. But the multiplayer is going to be in there, so I'm still pretty excited about that. But that was my Sony game of the show. My game of the show overall was Nintendo Land. And I love Nintendo Land. I'm kidding. Holy crap, Nintendo Land looks like shit. My actual game of the show, Wonder Book. My game of the show is Wonder Book. Wonder Book has so much potential. The AR gaming with the PlayStation Move and the controller, it just seems like I'm in Harry Potter's world. Okay, another thing, I was just kidding. But really, my game of the show is Watch Dogs. Watch Dogs, oh my god, I want you now. Watch Dogs looks amazing. Watch Dogs, the visuals look amazing. When you're basically a hacker with a iPhone that can control everything, that game has so much. I'm gonna say it again, a word I've said so many times, potential. It looks so amazing that I just want Watch Dogs now. It got in front of GTA. Because that game is going to be like GTA, but with a little cell phone device. And I'm not trying to say that to knock it. I'm trying to say that to compliment it. Because a game that looks more better and makes me more excited for it than GTA 5, holy crap. It's a really big thing. And I can't wait for it. When he was tracking like the people, and he was like, alright, that guy has HIV, that girl is this, and then the guy with the QR code face was amazing, and it was really something new we've never seen before. The open world is okay. It's set in a new world, open world 2, Chicago, which no one's really ever done. I'm Alive was supposed to be a big open world in Chicago, post-apocalyptic, but this looks like it's gonna be really doing Chicago some good. And I'm really tired of seeing New York open world games. I live in New York. I love it. It's too many games in New York. Fallout 3 and Fallout New Vegas did it really good, where they set their games in Washington and Vegas. Do something else. Chicago, I've never been there, but I'm really excited to explore it and see if it's really like the real Chicago from the reviewers that review the games. Like Tom McShay from GameSpot, he's from Chicago. He was talking about it. He said that he really was excited because he wanted to see if they actually captured Chicago in the game. I was a little disappointed when it was actually a third-person shooter, when they showed it was a third-person shooter, but it looks great. Some of the action, and it's basically Hackers, but the video game, but a lot better. And it looks amazing, and that's my game of the show, because it's something that I've never seen before, and I'm probably drinking the Kool-Aid on this game because of because everything was announced before E3, and this wasn't. This was kept so bodily tight. Ubisoft somehow didn't let it get out, but still, man, oh man, does that game look amazing. And when everybody was saying, it's next gen, we're not gonna get this gen, just like Star Wars 1313, which I know that's the next gen, Star Wars 1313. But Watch Dogs, Ubisoft said, hey, this is this generation. We don't know when it's coming out, but that game is this generation. Holy crap, if that's what they're saying, if that's what Ubisoft is not lying, and that game's this generation. So Ubisoft, I don't know who did it. They were showing it on PS3. Because of the controller, I saw the controller, and oh man, Ubisoft, you are doing a really good, you did a really good job keeping that tight under the bottle, so where no one knew about it. And I want to see more of that. I want to see more no leaks and stuff like that. it's a little sad that nowadays all these journalists are getting so much scoops that we get less and less excited about these games because of them being released and rumored and all this other stuff before the show. Sony did that with almost everything, and I don't know, Ubisoft just captured my eye with Watch Dogs, and I can't wait for it. So yeah, that was my E3 runabout of my games of the show. There was a lot more announcements, but I'm not really here to talk about news. I'm here to talk about what I like, and what you like. Sound off in the comments below. What was your E3 game of the show? What was your favorite press conference? Mine was Sony, not Ubisoft. I'm gonna run that down later off. If you want to, you could ask me in the comments. Email me at, I think it's gamerstune@podiomatic.com. I think that's how it goes on Podiomatic now, because Gamers Tune is now on Podiomatic, actually. And if you're listening on Podiomatic, thank you for listening. If you want to get a full download and see our origins, and there's multiple episodes on there, go to IGN Blogs, The Loneliest Gamer, and then click on the blogs, and then you'll see all my Gamers Tune episodes. If you want, follow me on Twitter at GamerOverJason. Like the show on Podiomatic. Follow me on IGN Blogs if you're listening that way, because I'll be posting it. Rate us on iTunes. Rate us here on Podiomatic. And tell your friends about us. And thanks for listening. And keep on gaming.